Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah. And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, he turned around and called and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name unto the kings, unto the Gentiles, and to the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord, our Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith, and that we were crucified with him. We pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for all of those that trust in this true hiding place, let them say amen. You know, the Bible tells us to cry out, he said, and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, and for great is the Holy One in the midst of thee. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And the Bible tells us that blessed is the man and that cometh in the name of the Lord. And oh yes, as always, we must first give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we give thanks this morning for the few of you that have tuned in. For the Bible lets us know that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Oh, what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, he declares. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. It is so good to be gathered together with you again. Oh, hallelujah. You see, for seven long days and for seven long nights, the Lord kept us, watched over, stood between us and the violent men, and continuing to allow his light to shine on this narrow road as we travel heading home. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can turn your Bible to Romans chapter 6. Today, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to remove the scales from your eyes and allow you to see this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, that leads us out of the wilderness into this spiritual promised land. Oh, bless his name this morning. Bless the holy name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, our God. Romans chapter 6, and the Spirit of the Lord said through Paul, well, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And the Spirit of the Lord goes on to say, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, and that our old man is crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name this morning. You see, Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord, of heaven and of earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Jesus goes on to say, truly I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 declares, in that last verse that I read, Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 declares, you see, what has Abba Father hid from the so-called wise and the prudent? And the answer to that question, my friends, is spiritual things. What he have hid from the so-called wise and the prudent is the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. What he has hid from the so-called wise and the prudent is his way, his truth, that leads one to eternal life. You see, the Bible says that disciples came and said unto Jesus, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And the Bible said, Jesus answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, But to them, it is not given. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, and declares. The Bible tells us, but the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things. And is truth, and is no lie. And even as it had taught you, you shall abide in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 declares. See, the Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he had laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 16 declares. You see, Brother Paul told us the Holy Spirit spoke to him, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death." I heard one of them clowns on the radio. The Lord had me tune in right on time. He talking, "Oh, I ain't never heard nobody no baptism in no Jesus. What is that? That's only God's mercy stopping from destroying people, them kind of lies." Well, the mercy, you're right, but the mercy you're referring to is stopping God from destroying you with your lies. For this we speak, my friend, is of God. The Bible tells us, "Therefore we are buried with him in baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man," that sin nature, "that old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." The Holy Spirit went on to say through Brother Paul, Brother Paul said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 and verse 4 declares. And the Bible said it pleased God, by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. Brother Paul also went on to say, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 and 24 declares. The Bible says, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name of this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 and 31, and declares. The Spirit of the Lord said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and declares. You see, my friends, his banner over us is his love. Jesus Christ, our banner of love, is over us when we are in him. The Bible tells us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 declares. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 tells us, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." You see, our faith, the bride of Christ, is in a baptism of death in Jesus on the cross. Our old sin nature, that old man, he put to death because he's a clown. He was put to death because he's a sinner. He was put to death because he meant us no good. The Bible says, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 to the 16th verse declares, please note that Jesus said, whosoever believeth shall be saved. Whosoever believeth and is baptized into Jesus Christ by the faith in the cross shall be saved. But whosoever believeth not shall not be saved. And the Bible goes on to say, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, the Bible said he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. Mark chapter 16, verse 19 declares. You see, many preachers are praying, Lord, give us a word. We need a word from you. We need a word from the Lord. You know, they're saying that, they're asking him for a word. Well, the word has come and the word has spoken. But what is the gospel that should be preached into all the world? The gospel in mind here, my friends, is the doctrine of Christ. And you see, the doctrine of Christ is Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see, our old man must identify in Christ's death on the cross by the faith. And not only identify with in him on the cross and a death of your old man there, but that by that same faith, that old man is also buried with him. And by that same faith, if we believe we died with Christ and we believe we were buried with Christ, then by that same faith, his resurrection has become our resurrection to the newness of life. Behold, all things have become new. Well, see, this is what Jesus does. He comes into the heart of a believer. He knocks at the door, asking to come in. The purpose of coming in is to bring to you the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified, to lead you to the cross. The Holy Spirit led Jesus to the cross. What do you think? And where do you think? He desires to lead you. You see, Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is that you must lose your whole life in order to gain eternal life. Jesus said, he whosoever seeks to save his life shall lose it. Well, let's hear what Jesus preached. Let's keep it in the Bible. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39, Jesus said, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35, Jesus said, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Well, in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, Jesus went on to say, unto them all. You see, unto them all means the whole world, everybody. The whole world, everybody. The whole world, everybody. And Jesus said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. You see, Jesus also goes on to say unto us in John chapter 12, the 24th chapter, this is Jesus preaching, my friends. And Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abided alone. But if it dies, it bring forth much fruit. Much fruit. See, we, my friends, are that wheat of corn that must fall into the ground and die. And then the resurrected Jesus Christ living through us can bring forth much fruit. Oh, bless his name this morning. You see, Jesus is glorified in us when we are crucified in him. Oh, bless his name this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for by grace through faith we're saved. And that is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works. At least any man should boast. Oh, bless his name. And what a loving and caring God we serve that came down to save our wretched souls from the flames of hell. You see, I'm speaking to you now on the radio, but in essence, to be tell the truth about the matter, I should be in hell right now, burning up from top to head to toe, whooping and hollering and screaming and begging, calling out for help in a place where there is none. But oh, Lord, look, what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. You see, the Bible says that then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, who Jesus raised from the dead. And the Bible said, there they made him supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. The Bible goes on to say, then took Mary, Lazarus' sister, a pound of very costly perfume and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the Bible said, and the house was filled with the odor of the perfume. You see, Mary's anointing points to Christ's identity as Messiah and King and his humble position as a servant king that came to save our wretched souls. The Bible says that Jesus said, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached, throughout all the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of for a memorial unto her. You see, my friends, now we have heard what Jesus said, what he preached, and we hear what the blind religious leaders are preaching. But now, whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Who's preaching? Will you believe Jesus preaching, Emmanuel, God is with us? Or them clowns that are just bringing their own man's wisdom that account to naught, that does nothing, even in their so-called, they call church houses that God in heaven calls them synagogues of Satan and dens of thieves and robbers. Even the so-called people that they claim are getting saved under another preaching, they're only making them more devils than they are. For this gospel of the kingdom, as you've heard, must be preached into all the world, and then the end shall come. Why would Jesus say preach something and then these clowns preach something else? I tell you why. The Bible makes it very clear. For they love darkness other than light. And they would not come into this light because then their deeds would be picked out by God and he would find them, their gift, unacceptable. Another one is one of Cain's offers. God would not accept it. But the Bible tells us, but if thou do it well, he says, ha, 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 thou will be accepted. Only problem is we can't do well. Bible says none is good. No, not one. Only God is good. The only way any good can come out of us is if we're dead in Christ, and Christ himself brings forth the work he ordained for you to do from the foundation of the world. This is the only way, my friends. You can listen to them clowns if you want to, talking about this going to happen, and you fight a battle. I tell you this much, you go out there and call yourself fighting the devil if you want to. That's a place in the Bible where some men tried that. The Bible say the demons beat them naked out of their clothes, and the same will happen to you. In the name of Jesus is how we tread down our enemies. In the name of Jesus, how we put the devil on the run. In the name of Jesus, when the enemy coming us one way, it's through his resurrected power that he forced him to flee several different ways. Praise his name this morning for this free gift of salvation. Oh, I'm grateful. Oh, how does it is I riding just the other day thinking, ooh, good God Almighty. I know, we know hell hotter than this. So, you know, you don't want to be in hell. Nobody want to be there. This is the purpose of this ministry, to draw you out of the darkness of religion into this great light that can save your wretched souls and mine and everyone else. We all are the same, no good. We all the same. There's no difference. You know, white man, black man, we're all the same. We're brothers. You see, folks don't understand because they don't read their Bible. See, Rebecca, you know, Esau and Jacob, brothers. White man, black man. They're brothers. Had the same mother. Had the same dad. We're brothers. Even though we don't get along, we're still brothers. But in the pages of the Bible, you find that there came a day when Esau and Jacob embraced each other. Esau and Jacob befriend each other through accepting their death and Christ living through them that can introduce us to love. See, the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Somebody's ready this morning to receive your gift. For the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. You pray after me, dear Jesus. Oh, I heard your voice this morning. And I found that there's no other way that I can be saved but your way, following your truth that will grant me this eternal life that I deserve not. So I come humbly this morning to you, asking you, repenting and confessing that I've sinned because I did not believe you and trusted in man. I ask that you forgive me of all unrighteousness. I ask that you come into my heart and bring this glorious gospel to me and rule and reign over my life as I hide in you, that you may be glorified in me as I am crucified in you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Oh, if you prayed that prayer this morning, if you just prayed it, you just made it. Oh, hallelujah. You just become a member of the family in the household of God. Oh, praise his holy name. We're the Three of Us Ministries, and I am Messenger Metric McGonagall from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. Did anything good come out of Pineville? We're so glad to be here in the Lord's will. We will be right back at you next week, same place, same time. We ask that you invite a friend to tune in at the 11 o'clock hour. For who knows? It just may be their time to get in where they fit in. The only place in Christ Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. I've been redeemed, the Bible says. Let them that have been redeemed say, I've been redeemed. Oh, praise his name. We love you. We're coming back at you next week. But in the meantime, we'll be crying out for yourself. We love y'all. And the Lord's will, we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. We got to go. See ya. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast